Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. By the way, we're broadcasting on our Salem Media stations in Tampa and Sarasota, all around the country, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online. Now, a special thanks goes to our military men and women listening to us, our EMTs, our firefighters, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, as well as everybody helping in the coronavirus effort out there, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, and all those out there working the roughnecks on the oil rigs around the country and around the world, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can go over to Facebook, and you can click on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room. And you can be conversing with us just like a lot of these folks are. And the last person to chime in was Al and Eric and Seminole. And let me just say howdy, howdy real quick to these guys. Eric and Kyle and Steve in Thailand and Al in Nebraska and Cousin Vinny up in Tennessee. Wally's in there. Richard DeMarie up in Oregon. Amanda's in there. Sam the Paper Man, he's in there. And Lynn up in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, are all there right now. And I've also heard from Major Mac. All righty. To Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Kyle, you ready to say the pledge times two?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a Florida congressman down here by the name of Mike Waltz. He is a first-timer, rookie, if you will, congressman, got elected last time around here. And he's talking about the uptick in Florida where a lot of the media was going, whoa, Florida's had a big increase in COVID-19 cases, and oh, the sky is falling. And oh, everybody's going to be sick. And, but the left has moved the goalposts. Explain.
Well, sure. You know what they constantly are doing is it's never going to be good enough of how we're going to be dealing with COVID-19, especially when we have these major events that are coming up. It's part of the fabric of our democracy, as it were, in order to be able to hold them. But yet somehow this is all supposed to be taken down simply because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But we, and as the congressman himself is saying, he believes that having the convention there in Florida,
Jacksonville, Florida, mm-hmm.
That's right. He says, you know, it can be done safely.
Sure.
He says, quote, I do think we can walk and chew gum, basically. Well, and of course we can, because this is all part of living with this condition or have this in our society, because even some of these other so-called experts, Captain, they're talking about, well, this is going to be here for a year or more, just depending. So we have to find a way to be able to live with it, and this is what we're doing.
Here's why this is blowing them right out of the water, and they don't say this, and they don't want to say it because they don't want you to know that I know something, that you know something, that a lot of other people know. The temperature has warmed up. It's now getting, we're rapidly in the middle of summer, right?
Yes.
What happens to the flu or any other sickness in the summertime?
It typically goes away or gets drastically reduced.
And why is that?
Well, I think because of the warmer temperatures.
And the sunlight. The virus. And the sunlight.
Right.
All right. And we've got plenty of sunlight, plenty of heat. This disease, call it whatever you want, pandemic, is going away. Away. Hello? Away. And what that means is that it's being destroyed. The more of the outdoor activity people do, the better off you are, which is why when we talked about Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the governor came out and said we're looking for a much larger venue, and by the way, it could be an outdoor venue, which would be one of those big football stadiums right there in the vicinity, 50, 60,000 people stadium. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah, and it's a much better environment because it destroys the argument of being in a confined space of any kind. But, you know, Captain, I'm curious about a lot of these political leaders who weren't running out to say, look, you know, get off the streets because the COVID-19.
You mean because of the protests?
Because of the protests.
Well, why would they? Those were blue people in blue cities doing blue things.
Right, but see, I thought, you know.
How do you like that?
Yeah, exactly. But see, I was under this mistaken impression that we're supposed to be, quote, following the science. And I don't know what the science says about it. And we're not anti-protest. I'm not saying anti-First Amendment or anything like that.
You can protest. Just don't try throwing firebombs and beating people up and all that. And just because somebody else has got a different opinion than yours doesn't mean you go out there and it's my way or the highway. Sorry.
Well, exactly, because that's part of our constitutional rights. But what I mean to say is that if the science says we can't have large gatherings, why weren't we hearing from the political leadership saying everybody's got to think twice right now about these large gatherings?
Now, the president, according to Kellyanne Conway, who was on TV yesterday, might be announcing the new law enforcement executive order today or tomorrow at the latest. That's my understanding. Is that yours?
Yes. We understand that today. Well, that would be on Tuesday. The president is likely to sign that executive order talking about getting stricter use of force policies and trying to establish a nationwide standard, which obviously will have to be worked out. But this is the big time. This is coming from the president. It's an executive order, I think it's going to show a lot of people that the president is engaged with this, that he's not distant from it, and that he wants real change.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, we will be back and tell you all about Joe Biden. He just made a massive influx of cash, a big influx. We'll tell you how big it was. You might laugh when you hear about it. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and I will take it away right now in this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for 4 years. I take it in the morning when I get up because I have arthritis, and anybody that has arthritis knows what that's all about. Sometimes it's, boy, I don't know if I can get out of bed or not. But anyway, and then I take it at night because I have to sit for long hours, and sitting in the chair sometimes can be very painful too. But I'll tell you what. The arthritis I have, back pain people have, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, that sort of thing. General muscle aches and pain, too, from just your everyday activities. This stuff will work, and it's all natural. It reduces the inflammation and the swelling, which is a problem I have with my left foot and my left ankle all the time. And because I take this, it stopped. And by the way, my left foot and my left ankle, thank you very much, you're back down to the normal size again. Yay! Now, with that being said, you can go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. It only costs $19.95. Now, I take mine in the morning, mine in the afternoon. If you can get by with taking yours once a day, great. Great. That works for you. Some people take 3 times a day. Whatever works for you works, period, because some people have a lot more pain than others. But relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did. Tens of thousands of people have bought that here from the show, and we sure do appreciate them doing that. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden, raked in a massive amount of money in May for him, $81 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money for him.
Yep.
He hasn't been doing very good because he's been in the basement, hasn't been able to get out there and do any fundraising or anything like that, right?
That's right, yeah.
So as a result, we find ourselves saying, okay, $81 million, toss that into the mix of things. The president, Donald Trump, who has been doing very well since anybody got wind of the fact that he was going to run again, he's up near $1 billion and counting.
Well, yeah, you're right, Captain, about Joe Biden, $81 million. Now, it's being described as a unification behind Biden as the that now essentially he'll be the nominee. He has the delegates, but in many ways it's kind of a desperation. I think he is literally their standard bearer. You know, that's with a big question mark. I think a lot of Democrats and powerful Democrats can't believe that they wound up with Biden.
Let me wander on over here and get to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Roy in Sarasota. I want to let you know that 9:30 is off the air again.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, we'll figure that one out here in a little bit there. We got one going and the other going. Who knows? But anyway, I will tell you this. When we deal with all the different things that comes to politics, who knows about the money and where it starts or where it doesn't go to, right?
Well, right, right.
All right. Now, the other thing is... the feds now, and this is just to go to show you here, steel. I don't know where they're getting the steel from. Weren't they buying steel from somewhere in the Middle East, Turkey?
I think so, yeah.
That was part of an agreement we have with them. Well, listen to this. And again, the story didn't tell me where the steel was coming from. Company provided subpar steel for the Navy submarine hulls. So you mean to tell me we got subpar steel on some of these boomers that we're making out there now? That doesn't sound too good. I wonder if that some of that steel came from Turkey.
It could possibly be, but I do know this. Now, if we know about this now, they're going to have to do some pretty fast testing and metallurgical analysis, obviously, of how these subs are being built, and they may have to make changes.
Okay. Now, the other thing is Eric, if you're listening, check that over there for me, please, Mr. Eric. Also, Wall Street yesterday took a pretty well average shot in the arm. Everything was up. They rose after the Fed vowed to buy corporate bonds out there. So there you go.
Well, exactly, and it's been a roller coaster of late. And just earlier, like last week, where we had a huge sell-off, almost 1,800 points down, because of fears that you could have a second wave of coronavirus. So, you know, it reacts differently every day based on the input. Hopefully, it's going to continue to go in the up direction. And I do think, Captain, that people are going to start seeing that. I think confidence is going to return because people are amazed. People I talk to, they say, I can't believe how fast everything is sort of moving again. People want to get back to this economy.
Now, the other thing is we have a representative, congressional representative, former police chief of Orlando, Val Demings. She's also in the mix for a VP candidate, correct?
Right.
Now, she came out yesterday and said that the rally waiver that Donald Trump is asking his people to sign is a good clue that it's too soon to have these big events.
Well,
do you remember how that got started, the waiver? Do you remember where that started?
What was that?
Nancy Pelosi's the one that brought it up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no, she is. I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, asking for waivers isn't an indication that it's, open season for coronavirus.
Have you ever been to a sporting event?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen what it says on the ticket about responsibility, liability, and all that? Have you ever seen that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, if you look on the back of the ticket.
That's a waiver.
That's right. That's
when you buy that ticket, you agree to it. So big freaking deal, Val.
Well, that's right, and of course at the rally they're going to be taking all kinds of precautions. They'll probably be doing temperature checks. They're going to do all these things that the CDC recommends, basically. So that in some way reduces their liability, as it were, although somebody can sue for anything they want. But what's happening, though, Captain, is it's this kind of stuff where you say, well, it's too soon for these big events, and this is just a big clue. What they're afraid of is that the people are getting excited again, that they get to go vote on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
They get to make the decision, and they're not scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Who's running for election in Venezuela?
Who would that be? I know it's not the president, the sitting president, right?
Right. But it's Maduro.
Yeah, Maduro. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Maduro is running down there.
Yeah.
And the U.S. is accusing Mr. Maduro of seeking to rig the upcoming vote. Gee, imagine that. Do you think they do that down there?
Well, you know, but we see these things in history. I mean, we see these things in these kinds of regimes. That's just Tuesday for somebody like the Venezuelan president Maduro.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Now we got a couple things to mention here. I want to get in there. First of all, the New York Fed, the manufacturing index, which is something very important. It tells us kind of the way things are going to go manufacturing wise in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has now risen higher than the forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's that tell you?
Well, I think it means things
demand
are
for demand for products, right?
That's right. Yeah, things are going better than we thought. Yeah,
absolutely. So that's great. Great news to the economy. And then finally, Larry Kudlow came out and said, now this is Larry Kudlow. He's not a medical guy. He said the increased COVID numbers are controllable because the economy is never going to stop again.
No, the American people simply will not stand for that. And there are some who believe they'll get some kind of political power out of it if they could try to get it to happen again. But from what I hear, Captain, I haven't heard one person say, yeah, we've got to shut down again. Everybody understands that we know so much more about this virus, for one thing. We know how to protect the vulnerable. We know how to protect ourselves. We know the kinds of precautions that we need to take. So people are not going to simply hunker back down in their houses again for anything, I think.
Well, I agree with you because we've just been through this situation where we now know. And by the way, remember when they moved the goalposts on the incubation period, 14 days, then they went, well, maybe it's 14 to 21, and then they went back to 14 days. Well, here we are at 14 plus and still don't see any big thing. And I just told you about Minneapolis, 3,000 people that got arrested up there, and the actual incubation rate was 1.5%, not even close.
That's right.
Yep. All right, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, and you have yourself a great evening.
Thanks, Captain. You too.
All right, Kyle, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, we appreciate him very much. He's always a wealth of information. Cover a lot of ground when he's on the program, which is why we do what we do. And I'll be right back with the first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced new easing of coronavirus restrictions, but had some stern warnings for those who don't play by the rules.
We are now
entering phase three for some regions across the state. We're going to modify phase three given this new data, and we're going to allow gatherings up to 25 people in phase three, which is up from 10 people. And to the local governments, I say, do your job. Do your job. Local governments are supposed to be enforcing compliance. Compliance is hard. Why? Because people have been cooped up for a long time and they want to do what they want to do. If they don't enforce compliance, you will see the numbers start to go up. And if the numbers start to go up, you're going to have to see that area take a step back.
New York has reached the lowest number of hospitalizations on the three-day average since the pandemic started. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Captain Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, buddy, it sure is. And this military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. They've got two campuses. We'll tell you all about where those campuses are when we come back, because they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. Now, they're going to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech and make some big money with a career that's going to stay with you the rest of your life, and you are just going to be standing in high cotton, as the expression goes. Let me tell you, Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, is campus number one. Campus number two, Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, you can learn a trade that will pay you a lot more than what a college degree will give you for quite a while as an aviation maintenance tech. Think about that.
take your God-given ability and talent to be able to put things together and take things apart and use it to be a National Aviation Academy highly trained aviation maintenance tech. Now, you'll make $60,000 a year or thereabouts to start, and then you go from there. So check them out online by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour. Tell them you want to take a tour at one of their two campuses. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them you want to take the tour. National Aviation Academy. All right. We've got the president, who in his speech at the West Point, the military academy there, United States Military Academy, who called out China. We talked about the protests in the Afghanistan war. And, of course, also talked about fighting fascism in the world wars to protect the black students during desegregation and everything else that happened during the 60s. He had quite a speech. Now, I finally saw the speech for the first time yesterday. I did not get a chance to see it because I was at a gun show. But I got a chance to see it, and I was thoroughly impressed. He was on his A game with that one. And what a place to give it. By the way, the White House and the ties with the military right now obviously is facing a major test. First of all, generals were made to be seen and not heard until it came time of war or something to, where the military was out doing something. And for generals to try to stick their nose in politics, that's a big no-no. It's never been done. It's not supposed to be done. It goes against the military protocol that's out there. It's been out there for years. And, of course, the military is all about tradition. But the comments coming from retired generals and even the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, and even the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, they were crafted to be low-key, but they threw some waves out there that were taken and run with the media to make it sound like it was something that it really wasn't. So we'll see. Now, by the way, the United States Military Academy at West Point graduated its first observant Sikh cadet over the weekend. First one. And as much as President Donald Trump enjoys talking about winning and winners, the Confederate generals he vows will not have their names removed from U.S. military bases were not only on the losing side of a rebellion against the United States, but some weren't even considered to be good generals. So that doesn't matter. What matters is how they got there to begin with. We were trying at the time to heal a divided nation. And if these fools that were out there from Black Lives Matter and whoever else is out there, Antifa and all these other groups, realized what it was done to begin with, they might back off. They might back off. We'll see. By the way, Iran yesterday, the Iranian news agency, which is, of course, the voice of the elite Revolutionary Guards, said that Iran's naval forces were preparing to target U.S. commercial vehicles in the Gulf last month in case U.S. forces interfered with the Venezuelan-bound Iranian oil tankers. Think about that for a minute. And by the way, the Army says that two rockets hit a base near Baghdad. There were no casualties. Damage was light. Thank goodness for that. And finally, the International Criminal Court has condemned the Trump administration's decision to authorize sanctions against the court staff, saying it amounted to an unacceptable attempt to interfere with the rule of law and the court's judicial proceedings. Well, we do not recognize the International Criminal Court for a good reason. They're corrupt, very corrupt, which is why the sanctions are up against them. All right, let's jump over to the telephone. We've got Eric in Seminole. Good morning there, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, sir. I'll make this quick. You hit a lot of things, obviously, this morning. And besides
busy day.
Yeah, besides troubleshooting comms and stuff, it's all Lima Charlie. Regarding the politicization of the 07 and above ranks,
right,
particularly those chiefs of staff, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
And it kind of segues into what President Pierce, what do you call it, the graduation U.S. Military Academy, and some of the cadets had actually written a letter basically denouncing their now commander-in-chief. Here goes. A lot of the service academies, particularly in even OCS and even enlisted to officer programs, many of the services require officers and, you know, second lieutenants, and there's different levels and tiers of reading material. One of them is The Art of War, okay,
yeah,
by Sun Tzu. Some people pronounce it Shinzi. Anyway, so this was a military treatise written in, what, the 600s,
mm-hmm,
by him. And one of the things is, you know thyself, know thy enemy. Basically, that means you look yourself in the mirror, and then what would the enemy be doing to defeat you? It's kind of, you know, it's kind of like a yin and yang, you know, Eastern philosophy.
Yeah.
So that's what these cats are taught. Now you got all second lieutenants now writing letters to their commander in chief, denouncing basically what he said, because they're for, as I say, left of center ideology politically.
Sure.
That's fine and dandy. When you're in uniform, whether you're in a combined arms, your combat arms, or your supporting arms, or your support, you know, logistics or intel or whatever, your job is to make sure that ground pounder gets accurate steel on target downrange.
Right.
It is to implement the foreign policy of the United States of America as dictated by the President of the United States, which, you know, double-edged sword of him being the commander-in-chief.
Right.
If you want to do stuff offline, off on your own time, wearing civvies, you know, whatever,
yep,
hey, more power to you. And that leads to my last point. People,
yep,
these officers and general officers need to go back and read with
you're right. You're absolutely right.
They need to go back and read what they were told. What they were.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely, positively right. And the thing of it is, Eric, with everything that goes on here, we have the UCMJ, correct?
Yeah, roger that, sir.
Would you say that maybe somebody might have tippy-toed on that and got very close to going over the line?
Well, I would say they crossed the line, because there's always the general Article 134. That can anything and everything.
Yep.
I'll leave it with this. Homer wrote, leave war to the warriors and counsel to the council. So,
mm-hmm,
I think some of these general officers need to pay attention reacquaint themselves with the basics,
yeah,
because the,
yeah,
basics is not politicizing the armed forces of the United States. That's all I got to say, sir. Thanks for my call. Semper Fi.
Again, the best to your boys, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. And Eric's got a couple of proud sons. One of them is a Marine. By the way, he just made Sergeant early. And the other one, is still thinking about going back into the Corps. He had a medical problem, but I think he's over that now. So either that, I told him to join the Coast Guard. I mean, he needs a Coastie in the family over there. All right, I'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and now it's time for us to drift on over and do a little highway and byway report brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. By the way, if you're out there in the highways or the byways and you need a cup of coffee right now, you see that Pilot Travel Center sign? Pull on in there. How about the Flying J sign? Pull on in there. Go tell them the captain sent you from the Captain's America Third Watch. First of all, you might hear the program on in the truck stop right now. But secondly, you get in there and you get yourself a nice free large hot cup of coffee. And here we go.
We'll be right back.
Nugent there bring you back in there, and I guarantee you that'll wake you up if nothing else does, because he starts banging on these, the drummer starts banging on those drums, and it's like, holy smoke. But anyway, here we go. A slow moving low pressure area will continue to produce heavy rain with potential flooding across North Carolina into Southern Virginia for the next day or so, with a combination of dry conditions and gusty winds to keep critical fire weather threats in effect across the Great Basin into the Four Corners section out west. Now, finally, there'll be some severe thunderstorms expected in North and South Dakota today, as well as the western part of Minnesota, from the Canadian border all the way down to the Iowa border. So keep that in mind. Now, we've got some unsettled weather conditions for some weather in the central part of Wyoming right now. Tonight might be getting some storms there. Conditions are favorable for that, I will say that. We've also got some fire weather threats in the western part of Kansas, the eastern part of Colorado, the southwestern corner of Nebraska when you come in up I-76 towards I-80, and the western part of Colorado, as well as a lot of Utah, especially in the mountains. Once again, Arizona, from Kingman all the way across to Tucumcari through Flagstaff, you got a fire threat advisory there, so be advised of that. And down in the Phoenix area, also down towards Nogales, down south towards Nogales as well, south of Tucson. And some windy conditions, some changing weather conditions out in California. And be advised that there is a frost and a freeze warning right now. The only part of the country where you're going to hear me mention this, Montana, southwestern corner of Montana, a frost warning. However, in the northeastern corner of Idaho, right there adjacent to Idaho Falls in that area, you got a freeze warning tonight. So that's what we got going on there. That's the way the weather is at the moment in that particular part of the country. And, again, a little bit of rain, maybe up I-95 around Fayetteville, North Carolina right now. Nothing really to worry about. It looks like some light showers in the area. And we could possibly have some fog sitting out there in the northwestern corner of New Mexico. Either that, or because it's windy out there tonight, we could be getting some dust. But either way, the atmospherics out there are such that it's showing up as clouds of some sort and visibility being down a little bit. So that's what we got at the moment. And let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Now, stop on in there, because you're going to be surprised at what you're going to find. In the Pilots, you could find a McDonald's. How about that? You could find an Arby's. You could find a full-service Dairy Queen with everything they have to offer, their complete menu. You could find a Wendy's. It could even be Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Or in the Flying J's, you'll find a nice sit-down Denny's or a Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill. And remember, some of them even have Dunkin' Donuts in them now. So how about that? You're standing in high cotton now, right? And let's not forget about the fact that when you are out there on the highways and the byways, and you need a place to take a shower, you need a place to get your rest, need a place to do your laundry, and that would be the place to do it right there, because they got ample truck parking. And around the big cities where they have the larger truck stops, no problem there. They're really well situated and well located when it comes to places near the big cities that I can attest to, having stopped at them for many, many years across the country. And when you least expect it, and you need something really good, that's the place to go. Pilot or Flying J, your largest truck stop chain in the United States right now. So stop on by. Remember, stop in the middle of the night. Make sure you do, because you can get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you. And Nelson is always sneaking into that one up there in Valdosta on the way down out of where he comes back down out of Valdosta. So we know that he's got it going up there. All right, let's go to the telephone line. And right now we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, check her out, and read out all the different things that she has. Well, Denise, we got enough problems in this country to where now we got to add another one to it. You ready?
Yep.
NYPD officers were actually hospitalized after drinking milkshakes that had bleach in them. Three officers, the restaurant's working with the cops. It was a Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Yeah, which they're all over New York City. And there were several officers that that came down, and three of them in particular from the one in Manhattan. And I'm telling you, you know, this is getting to be ridiculous.
Yeah, Shake Shack says they're horrified that this happened. They're cooperating and so forth and so on. So they're assuming that it was bleach. The officers actually were sick before they even finished. They were felt like something didn't taste quite right, and they didn't feel so good almost immediately. It's not life-threatening. They went to the hospital for treatment. So
And it could have been cleaning solvents of some sort, too, because there's a lot of that in those restaurants or places like that.
So here we are.
Yeah, well, you know, somewhere along the line, they got to cut the nonsense, and I don't know what it's going to take, but, you know, this is ridiculous. You don't go out and actually try to harm people. Well, we're gonna get these cops sick or whatever. I mean, come on.
Well, it's been going on, really, you know, in an awful lot of places across the country. You know, restaurants, some of them have refused to serve law enforcement. Some of them refuse to let them use the bathrooms. They write nasty things on their, you know, receipts. So, I mean,
well, in California last week, there were three California Highway Patrolmen that ordered burgers at some place, and they wound up getting glass in the burgers, and we didn't hear about that.
I think that I think that was pizza.
Oh, pizza. All right, I thought it was burgers. I heard burgers, but that's okay. But and again, this is nonsense. Cut the crap.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe these protesters and these people ought to be happy since New York disbanded its anti-crime unit.
Yeah,
which
plain
was
clothes.
600 guys, mm-hmm. or people.
Mm-hmm.
That were out on the streets, so we're becoming lawless. I don't know how much faster we can get there.
Yeah, and the other thing is if they think that we got rid of all the plainclothesmen and they'll all be wearing uniforms now, I got a bridge I'll sell you in Mucky Muck. Hold the fort. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out all the great articles that she writes. Sign up for her daily sit rep. You'll get it when she puts it out there. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.